That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As we continue with our exploration of lunar anomalies with David Hatcher Childress and Don Ecker, with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. Now, Don, let me ask you a question here.
There are a couple of things. Before you ask me a question, I want to point out.
Okay, sure.
Number one, earlier Chris had mentioned a list of lunar events that I had placed up on the Paracast. Basically, what this was and what it was taken from was a NASA report that I found early in my investigations, going back to the early 90s, from a document called the NASA Technical Report R-277. Now, what this was a chronological catalog of reported lunar events prepared for NASA and published in 1968, which was obviously a year before the first Apollo landing. Now, at that time, during that period of time, there were a lot of reports in the popular press about anomalous activity that was being observed on the moon. Now, you guys may remember this, and Gene, I know you will. One of the things that was extremely mysterious that was often mentioned in the press and in the media was something called lunar domes. What they basically were in fact just what they sound like, a dome that would pop up sometimes in clusters, multiple clusters of these things on the surface of the moon that could be observed by astronomers through telescopes, and they would be in a geographical location for a while, then mysteriously disappear and pop up somewhere else. Now, this happened on multiple occasions, and the fact that people had been observing phenomena on the moon caused NASA to basically get together and decide they wanted to have this report conducted for them. Now, the people that put this together were several people. One of them was a woman by the name of Barbara Middlehurst from the University of Arizona. Another guy by the name of J. Lee Burley from Goddard Space Flight Center. The world-famous British astronomer Patrick Moore. And a woman by the name of Barbara Welther from the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory. Now, what they did were go back ultimately through 400 years of lunar observations by world-class astronomers going literally back to the year of 1540 and coming forward. Now, of course, they did not include every event of lunar phenomena that have been observed over all those centuries, but they did pick up a hell of a lot of them. And this thing was published. As a matter of fact, the last sighting that was studied in here went to the year 1967. So during that period of time, literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sightings of strange phenomena reported all over the front of the moon, or the side of the moon that we can usually always see. Also included in there were not just all the reported events, but also one section that they referred to as anomalous events. Now, of course, they're all anomalous, but these events were, they titled it dubious reports. But still, once again, that's the one thing. The other thing was that the Soviets at that time also were conducting a tremendous amount of lunar observation. And some of their probes they sent to the far side of the moon, a place that nobody, in fact, had any plans at that time to land on. But they wanted to find out what was happening back there, which would seem to imply, at least as far as I'm concerned, that they very well suspected that something, in fact, may be going on. Now, one more thing that I want to mention is that even after we ultimately beat the Russians going up there, I find it passingly strange because in just about every other endeavor, they would make sure, if for no other reason than national pride, that they would duplicate the feat. The Soviets never, in fact, sent, at least publicly that we know about, a manned cosmonaut lunar mission up there, even though they had the technology, the equipment, and the people trained. That was something that I always found also just tremendously odd.
You know, Don, there was actually a Soviet mission going to the moon at the same time as Apollo 11, actually. And a lot of people don't know that. But yeah, this is what Don is saying. I mean, it's interesting in that, and it's what I was kind of saying before, that we have the overt space program and NASA and their missions and what we see. But apparently, there are what we would call secret space missions. And the Russians have probably had secret space missions and maybe even gone to the moon. We don't know. I mean, they claim they haven't. But as Don said, yeah, it seems a little unusual that they didn't really do it because they had the technology. They could have done it.
But how would you hide that, David? I mean, there are...
Well, you could easily. But go,
well,
yeah,
space observing nations all across the globe, if the Soviets had sent a rocket up there with live cosmonauts on board, I really think it would be tough to hide something like that.
You know, I don't think it would be. And it's what's going on in the moon is all kinds of stuff could be going on there that, you know, we're unaware of. However, along those lines, what you're saying there, I mean, I'll have to say this, that probably some of the things we've discovered or the Russians discovered that we allegedly keep secret, shall we say, such as the moon's occupied or something like that, these other nations are aware of that too. And in fact, it's very exciting to me that China and India and Japan, they're going to go to the moon. They're going to send their own space probes up there. And I think that what they find, well, they may keep it secret too. However, for various reasons, they may actually come clean. We may see new photos of the moon. And in fact, part of this has to do along these lines is water on the moon. For quite a while, NASA said, oh, there's no water on the moon. It's this dry desert. Then suddenly, in the late 90s, they announced, oh, yeah, there's water on the moon. And then they were quiet about it again. And then suddenly, India sent a space probe to the moon, and they said, oh, we've discovered water on the moon. And then NASA said, oh, yeah, right. We discovered water on the moon, too, some years ago as well. So you can't be sure what they're doing. There are places on the planet, even in our country, where there could be secret space bases. Guantanamo Bay could be one. Diego Garcia. Even Antarctica could be being used to as a secret space bases and stuff like that. The military itself in our country, they use Vandenberg Air Force Base in California to launch rockets, things like that. There's a guy who's in Britain, who's quite famous in the UK, and what happened was he hacked into the Pentagon computers, and his name is Gary McKinnon. And when I'm in England, this guy's in the newspapers all the time because he hacked into the Pentagon computers. He was trying to find UFO information, and the Pentagon, they realized that he was the one doing this, and they're trying to have him extradited from the UK to the United States so he can go to a military court and be sentenced to prison for the rest of his life.
David, we have to break in a moment here, but I wanted to ask you very quickly, maybe we'll pursue this in the next segment. As it stands today, they're still fighting extradition, right?
Yeah, the British will not extradite him because he has Asperger's syndrome and he lives with his mother. He's a guy who's kind of a idiot savant or something. He's a computer genius.
It's kind of like on autism.
Let's not forget he also has admitted publicly to smoking a hell of a lot of weed.
Well, here's what
I'll tell you what, we'll get into McKinnon, and lots more. We have David Hatcher Childress, Don Ecker, with Gene and Chris on
The Paracast.
Have you been sitting on a few great domain name ideas but haven't locked them in for yourself? Good. Now you can buy them through the number one domain name registrar, Namecheap.com, as voted by the top tech blog Lifehacker. Just like the name says, you can buy domains cheap, as low as $2.99, and every new domain comes with WhoisGuard, our special privacy service, free for the first year. Now that you know, it's time to grab those domain names before someone else does. Namecheap.com. Go now. Namecheap.com.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
We have David Hatcher Childress and Don Ecker with Gina and Chris on the Paracast. We were talking about this man from Great Britain who hacked the computers in the U.S.
Pentagon computers, right.
Sure, Gary hacks the Pentagon McKinnon. Computers.
Yeah, with a dial-up modem, I love that.
And here's what people asked him. What did he find? He was trying to find UFO information. The main thing that he has ever said that he discovered on the Pentagon computers was a list of Navy officers who were off the planet. And there was 100 officers who were in this list. This is what he said. And they're not on planet Earth. They're somewhere in space. They're either in a space station, or they're in some vehicle orbiting the Earth, or they're on the moon or something like that. That's what he alleged. And this is what, and the Pentagon is, they want him to go to prison for the rest of his life for hacking into their computers. He's still living with his mom in some rural England or something. And this has been going on for years. But anyway, so what he came up with was what we're talking about, that there's a secret space program. And they have craft, they have officers, they launch vehicles, they launch satellites, they may have special orbiting vehicles that they don't talk about. They're occupied by Navy officers. I mean, we don't know. This is the secret space program. The military does all kinds of stuff like that. They have all kinds of black programs. They have, like at Area 51, they're making special kind of craft. And in fact, that's one of the problems that people have often said, like Bill Kaysing about the Apollo missions, was he worked for Rocketdyne. He was a rocket scientist. And, he maintained in his books and videos and whatnot that the Apollo missions just didn't happen the way they said. He's looking for problems in their whole scenario of like, yeah, we're gonna go to the moon, we're gonna go past the Van Allen belt, we're gonna land a rocket on the moon, then we're gonna take off again. Bill Kaysing, made a point that, yeah, there's something wrong here with what they're saying. Other people too have pointed out that when the astronauts were on the moon in the Apollo missions, they have a Hasselblad camera. They only took about 100 photos with their Hasselblad. They couldn't even look through the lens. I mean, it was just a camera on their chest. They went around just clicking. They couldn't even look at a light meter or anything like that. And yet they took basically 100 perfect photos on the moon. And this is what people have often criticized NASA with that, is that the photos are too good. They didn't take any bad photos on the moon. How could they do that? And that's why they're...
Now, let me ask you, David, you just raised another specter here. Okay, so if we didn't take them the way they were presented, because they're wearing the spacesuits, it's hard to use a traditional camera. How were they taken? Did someone else take them?
Well, what people like Bill Kaysing or the British authors who wrote a book called Dark Moon, and we sell that on our website... What they're maintaining there is that much of the photos were pre-shot. They were taken before they went to the moon, and that the astronauts were basically practicing in a sense. And in some ways, the astronauts wouldn't have necessarily even known that the photos were being faked. They've shown, and in fact, it was in a Popular Science magazine back in the 80s, that the Soviets had faked certain space photos. They more or less proved it, in the magazine as best they could. So here was the allegation that, yes, certain Soviet space photos were fake. But could the Americans, be doing that too? It doesn't mean we didn't go to the moon that they faked those photos. We may well have gone to the moon, and they have their other photos. But those photos, in that theory, they're done in Nevada or something like that. And in fact, if you watch the James Bond movie, Diamonds Are Forever, that movie is largely about Area 51. And in that movie, there's a scene where at Area 51, they're faking the moon missions. James Bond gets into Area 51 outside of Las Vegas. That's what the movie's all about. It's Sean Connery is James Bond. Suddenly they realize he's in this facility. He's gotten in. And in fact, there's all these Germans working in there with their German accents and stuff like that. They suddenly realize, oh, James Bond is in here. They sound the alarm. James Bond has to escape. He suddenly walks through a door and he's on the moon. And they're filming it. They're faking the moon missions. It's a whole moon set. The lunar rover's right there. One of the Apollo astronauts is lumbering around in its spacesuit, picking up moon rocks, and they're faking the moon missions. And then, but James Bond is walking on the moon. And then they're like, hey, who's that guy? Get him. And then he jumps into the lunar rover there on their fake set, crashes through the set, and there's a chase in the desert. I mean, so even though that's a fictional film, but, and that all happens pretty fast, but what they're, and that's a 1972 movie, by the way. So they're saying, essentially, yeah, you know, don't believe everything that NASA tells you. They're saying they faked it. It's been alleged that Stanley Kubrick, also who did 2001 A Space Odyssey, that part of that was that he also worked for NASA, and that one of his jobs was helping them create fake moon footage. Now, again, I'm not saying we didn't go to the moon, and the authors like Dark Moon, the British authors there, David Percy and Mary Bennett, they also go to great lengths in their book to say, look, we think that the Americans have been to the moon, but these aren't photos of it. And that also comes to the thing of how you would go to the moon. When you listen to NASA and watch CNN and all their scientists, you'd think that the only way to go in outer space is to light a giant firecracker under your butt and go into space like Wile E. Coyote or something. And certain people would say, yeah, and of course, aliens have to come here in rockets too, right? You know, as anyone who's in the UFO field would know that the part of the enigma of UFOs, whether they're flying discs or cigar-shaped craft or flying triangles or flying diamonds or whatever they are, they're not rockets. They're not jets. They're some kind of electric craft. I mean, they have anti-gravity or whatever that's propelling them. And it's quite possible that NASA, despite the fact that they show us rockets and stuff all the time, that they have craft like that too. And they keep it secret. If they did have craft like that, you would think they could take the craft to the moon and back. And they don't even have to splash down or launch a rocket. I mean, it's all electric.
What would be the purpose, David, of keeping that technology secret? Why would they go to such great lengths and expense to use the conventional, you know, liquid fuel rockets and solid propellant rockets as opposed to utilizing such, you know, amazing technology? Why would they do that?
Well, it's a military secret. Much of the technology we have today, particularly aerospace technology, comes from the military. And it's developed during wars or after wars. It's all part of the military's budget. These things are secret. If it's kind of a technology that they want to keep a secret. In World War II, there were not helicopters. That helicopters came out at the, you know, in the early 50s.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into helicopters, black and otherwise, and our inventions in our next segment. We've got David Hatcher Childress and Don Ecker with Gene and Chris on
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans the galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. Protogrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the Protogrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
This week, the allotment of guests to cover lunar mysteries and lots more secret inventions, presence of E.T., what's going on the moon, is there a secret project sending craft back and forth? With David Hatcher Childress, author and publisher, of course he has Adventures Unlimited Press, and Don Ecker of the Doc Matters radio show, and also he participates in the PowerCast forums with Gene and Chris. David, you were discussing the invention of helicopters in the early 50s. How does this relate to everything?
During World War II, I mean, they were starting to develop helicopters, and they kept it a secret. And if you watch the movie, the Clint Eastwood, Richard Burton movie, where Eagles Dare, where they go to this Nazi compound during World War II, in that movie, there's a helicopter. And it's the new secret weapon of the Nazis. And that's one of the scenes in that movie. Now, after World War II, and now we all know what a helicopter is. We see them all the time. Even though certain helicopter technology is a secret. It's a military secret. This whole thing in Pakistan now, just in the news recently, of how the Pakistani military allowed Chinese military scientists and stuff like that to look at the tail of this helicopter that they blew up in Pakistan when they raided bin Laden's compound and all that. And that's a big deal, this special stealth technology that has to do with that helicopter. And that's just a helicopter, okay? The reason that they would keep a lot of this technology secret is varied. One is, I mean, the military keeps secrets, particularly technology. They don't want other countries and even the American public to know all the technology they have, all the capabilities they have, even what kind of spacecraft, shall we say, that they might have, technology to use it. It's a whole game that they're playing, and they're playing it on the whole world. Plus, the whole world's economy right now is based on oil. Oil and all the derivatives of oil, I mean, that is what the world economy is. They keep talking about Texas now. Texas is some kind of miracle state where people have jobs and the economy's going well in Texas, supposedly, better than any other state. It's all because of the oil companies there.
David, just want to mention one thing here. The surveys show that a lot of those new jobs in Texas, and this is, of course, because the governor, Rick Perry, is running for president now, the new jobs are at McDonald's or at convenience stores for entry-level incomes. It's not just oil and advanced technology.
Well, I think that, yeah, you're going to have that in every state where, I mean, there's some new McDonald's or Subways opening up, and, yeah, you have entry-level jobs that are being created, but it's not enough to sustain our economy. But what really makes Texas different is the oil economy. Look, the whole Bush-Cheney administration was basically two oil company guys running America. And then they started a couple of oil wars, too, which cost trillions of dollars. I mean, that's where all our money's going on. You don't hear about that too much, how we're overspending by trillions of dollars, money we don't have. Yeah, it's money going to the military. And
could you please tell me what the hell this has to do with lunar phenomena?
What this has to do with that is that the Americans probably already have secret technology to go back to the moon. And it's not in rockets. It's with a secret technology. There's a really interesting video that you can watch on YouTube. I've watched it a number of times.
Well, the current administration has already nixed any idea about going back to the moon or much else in any kind of space, manned space exploration. Now, this is one of the things about NASA. Somebody had mentioned some time ago about what's happening with NASA. I believe, Gene, you said something about that. What's happening with our manned space exploration? If you go back and you look, especially during the first Bush administration, and I'm talking about George Bush Sr., okay, at the time, NASA was being run by Admiral Richard Truly. Now, Truly had made a determination that he was going to once again bring NASA back as the most open and also honest federal bureaucracy then around. One of the reasons for that was because NASA was basically caught with their hands in the cookie jar. And what I mean by that, there was a lot of clatter that was happening because there was a very small nuclear reactor being developed to use in space exploration, like a miniature nuclear reactor. There were a lot of people extremely upset about that. And as a result, a lot of activists were sending Freedom of Information Act requests to NASA. Now, NASA was caught subverting those Freedom of Information Act requests. They were caught destroying them, mixing them up. They were teaching their middle management how to subvert this. And I might add, this was all very illegal. Truly vowed to clean house. And ultimately, what happened? He got into a public squabble with then Vice President Quayle. And Bush fired him. Now, who did they bring in to head up NASA? They brought in Dan Golden from TRW, one of the most covert satellite corporations, international corporations in the world. In other words, these guys were working in the military black all the time. Necessarily so, because of the kind of technology they were dealing with. But what this meant was NASA was going more and more black. The reason for that, Congress kept cutting their budget to the bone. And there was no way they could continue on the path they were on. But the DOD, Department of Defense, came in and started funding a lot of missions. Now, as soon as that happened, that meant that they were working under the auspices of military security. And a lot of long-term NASA employees, guys that had been there from the get-go, were retiring, being let go, whatever. And they were bringing people in from the military and from these corporations like TRW. So by necessity, they went black. And one of the results of that, of course, was the joint mission with DOD and the Clementine space mission. Now, I think that's a hell of a good point to go there, Gene.
Well, you started it. You opened the door, Don Ecker. Go in it. Just to let you know, we're going to have to break in about a minute and a half. So let's start it here and continue in our next segment. We also have some listener questions that queued up. We'll want to get to those. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, Clementine was a mission that was officially called the Deep Space Program Science Experiment. Basically, what it was a DOD mission working in connection with NASA to go back to the moon in 1994, okay, and extensively and entirely re-photograph the moon. Now, not only the moon, there was also a near-Earth asteroid that they wanted to also photograph, but unfortunately, the craft, the Clementine craft, experienced some technical difficulties. They ended up deep-sixing that part of the mission. But when they went up there, it carried seven distinct experiments on board. It had a UV visible camera, an infrared camera, a long wavelength infrared camera, a high resolution camera. It had two star tracker cameras. It had a laser altimeter, a charged particle telescope. I mean, this thing was ready to go in all waves. And when it went up there, they photographed close to, not quite, but close to 2 million extremely high-resolution photographs. Now, my question has always been, number one, NASA has maintained since the cessation of the Apollo program that the moon basically had lost interest, not only for NASA but for the public. As a matter of fact, that's something when you ask professional astronomers today, and I have, how often do you do any lunar observation? They don't, okay? They basically see the moon as uninteresting.
I'll tell you what, we're going to find out more of what's going on here in our next segment. With Don Ecker and David Hatcher-Childress, I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
With Gene and Chris, we explore lunar anomalies and other such things with Don Ecker and David Hatcher Childress. When we broke, Don, you were discussing the fact that astronomers are no longer interested in the moon. Do they think they know everything about it?
Absolutely. That's one of the misconceptions that many in the public have, is that the moon is basically uninteresting. We know everything about the moon that there is to know, which is total claptrap. For example, when Apollo was still in process and we still had astronauts going up there, do you remember the famous Genesis rock that was brought back to Earth by the astronauts? The rock that was basically older than the Earth itself, the Genesis rock, which was around 5 billion years old. But what's even more fascinating is that the dirt that it was laying in, they also brought back some of that, and the dirt itself, the lunar soil, I should say, was a billion years older than the Genesis rock. Now, when you stop to think about it in terms of the age of that, I mean, good Lord. David had mentioned earlier about some of the speculation about the moon's origins, about whether it, in fact, had been tethered and brought into orbit. The orbit that the moon is in around the planet is, in fact, a miraculous thing. Even though it is moving away from the Earth roughly an inch a year or something along those lines, the fact that it's been in the position it's in that has enabled it to exert the gravitational effects, including things like the movements of the ocean, is in fact almost ideal for life to sustain itself here on the planet. So there are a tremendous amount of unanswered questions about the moon, not the least, of course, which is the LTP that's been observed for centuries and centuries on it. But the fact is, we don't know everything there is to know about the moon, and the fact that not only the Japanese, but the Indians and the Chinese all want to go there, it's going to be fascinating after we, the United States, said we're not going to go back. It's going to be fascinating to see what, in fact, develops from that, if, in fact, the Chinese, Indians, or Japanese get up there.
Well, you know, Don, I mean, that's such a good point. And I think, you know, what I'm sort of harping on here is that, yeah, this is disinformation. And which is what you're saying too. The idea that we're not interested in the moon, that we're not going back there, that we'll just let these other guys go there. There's something wrong with that. And if anything, we are on the moon. We are there now. We have a space program, and it's top secret. Maybe we have bases on the moon. Right now, I'm looking at a fascinating website called thelivingmoon.com. And on it are these photos that are pretty amazing of the Aristarchus crater. And they're taken by some astronomers in the United Kingdom. I would encourage your listeners to go to thelivingmoon.com and look at some of the photos that are here. At the Aristarchus crater is what appears to be this dome there that's lit, and it has a blue glow on it. There's some good close-ups of this thing. It looks like some kind of facility on the moon, with like glass domes. There's some kind of energy there. It looks like, a lit city in this crater. Now, we might say, okay, these are the aliens. They've been there for millions of years, billions, whatever. This is their city. We've seen it. They sent their craft to warn us off the moon, whatever. I mean, and then those are all interesting theories. On the other hand, maybe this blue-lit city, and the photos are pretty amazing of it, maybe it's actually occupied by the U.S. military. And maybe it's a joint base with Russians, for all we know. You know, this is the allegations of the secret space program. So on one hand, they're saying like, oh no, we can't go to the moon. We don't even have a rocket now to go there anymore. We haven't for decades. We can't afford to go to the moon. Let's let the Japanese and Chinese, they'll go to the moon. Let them spend the money. We'll look at their photos when they come back. But apparently, yeah, there's something going on the moon.
Well, David, when you mention the living moon, you got to also caution the listening audience that there's been a tremendous, and when I say tremendous, I'm talking about a bucket full of disinformation that's come out with that. One of the people involved with that is longtime UFO researcher John Lear. Now, Lear is one of the people.
Oh, boy.
Lear is one of the people that
he is associated with that side. You're right, yeah.
Yeah, a hell of a lot of disinformation about the aliens have a quote-unquote soul catcher up there, okay, in the vicinity of this lit area. Now, what the hell is a soul catcher? This is some of the crap that's been out there, that when you die, your soul leaves the body and it's scooped up. I mean, this is one of the things that bastardizes this research. Okay, you got to be willing to sweep the garbage out, and there's a lot of garbage out there.
I agree, and you know, that's kind of the thing with all these sites, and including the information we get from NASA or these whistleblowers and whatever, is that there's disinformation in there, along with a few little tasty nuggets of.
But how many in the audience have the patience or the knowledge to sort through that and pick the nuggets out of the crap? Because
the Paracast audience is a lot, don't
they? Right. They just need to keep listening to the Paracast, and then they'll get informed, right?
You're absolutely correct about that. But my point is, there's a lot more people out there with an interest in these topics than just simply the people on the Paracast. And they go to a lot of other forums where they're not nearly as discriminating.
Yeah, well, look, being, and you know, and this is kind of
Richard Hoagland.
Being informed is what you need to hopefully be, and that's not easy. It means reading these books, going to these websites, doing some original research, thinking outside the box as well. There's a lot of weird stuff. There's a YouTube video that's well worth watching, and I've seen it a number of times, and it purports to be Apollo astronauts on the moon, and they're going through a derelict spacecraft. There, you can see they go inside this structure.
Are you talking about the Apollo 20 mission? What's called the Apollo 20 mission, and they encounter a female extraterrestrial body there? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, well, no, you know, that's a newer one, and that's kind of coming out with this movie that's being made, right? But this YouTube video has been up there for a good 6-7 years.
Well, my question is simple, David, when that kind of stuff comes out, okay? It's very simple. If, in fact, it's legitimate, and believe me, I don't think it is. I know what you're talking about. But if it is legitimate, do you really believe that the powers that be would allow that to be up there? I don't.
You know, these are the kind of things, yeah, that leak out, that they don't want. The British writers of Dark Moon, their subtitle of their book was Apollo and the Whistleblowers. They maintained throughout their book that within the Apollo program, there were people who were working on it, who were purposely putting in anomalies and putting things in that people would notice, that they would see that it was a fake, that you know, they were part of this, what they believed was this elaborate hoax, but that there were people within it working on the project who were trying to sabotage it, trying to bring, you know, the stories out of what was really going on. And so we might have, in a sense, some of this footage leaked from NASA. They don't want it to be. And then, of course, what you're saying, Don, is that when little things like this do get out, let's say these fascinating photos on thelivingmoon.com, I mean, these are interesting, but then they have to create some spin on it that makes it sound ridiculous and stupid, like this soul catcher thing you're mentioning.
I'll tell you what, before we get any more spin control out there, we have another kind of spin that has to be coming our way. We have David Hatcher Childress of the Adventures Unlimited Press and author of zillions of books. We have Don Ecker, the prolific writer himself and the host of the Dark Matters radio show. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.